In this podcast, I'm going to share with you how to go from zero to £792,000 in sales in just 1 month using seven simple fundamentals.
You're listening to the Dealmaker Podcast, hosted by multi-millionaire property investor, entrepreneur, and Guinness World Record holder, Liam Ryan. Discover how to start, scale, and grow your business. Become a better negotiator, create more opportunity, and make massive profit so you can live the life of your dreams.
We have just celebrated our best ever month in business here at Assets for Life. And I know there's lots of people out there right now really finding life difficult. The last 18 months has really taken the wind out of people's sails. However, there's lots of opportunity out there right now. And I want to share with you the seven fundamentals that you can follow so you can start, scale, and grow any business to massive success. The most important fundamental which we have followed is something called vision. Most people have no understanding of where they actually want to be. A lot of people, and maybe you can relate, you say, I want more money, I want more time, I want more freedom. But what does that actually mean? Me and my business partner, Jay, we are nearing our 6th year anniversary. And when we first got together, we were both at a crossroads. And we sat down, we spent time together, we created Assets for Life, and we decided that we were going to become the UK's number one property investment company. We had a vision to help as many people as possible, make as much money as possible. And as we've grown, as we've evolved, our vision has changed. We are now one of the UK's leading property, business, and wealth training companies. And the vision is to help as many people to financial freedom, to live a better quality of life, to do less, to earn more, to enjoy themselves. And because we are tuned into that vision, that has really helped us stay on track. It has helped us to continue to grow, to provide a great service out to our communities. So something you can do right now is have a good understanding of exactly where you are now, but how do you want your life to look in 1 year, in 3 years, in 5 years? Did you know that only 3% of the population actually spend time writing down goals, targets, what their life is going to look like? So I recommend that you spend some time, get a pen to paper, and really look at where you are now, but more importantly, where do you want to be in the future? Vision is so, so important, because if you know what you want your life and your business to look like, then you can reverse engineer that backwards and figure out what type of business you want to get into, what types of property deals you want to, what types of property deals you want to do. So the key fundamental number one is always have an understanding of your vision. Number two, this is really important, and that is create a great community. When me and Jay set up Assets for Life almost 6 years ago, we created this community of followers and fans. And when you create a community, you deliver great content. You provide that feel-good factor. And one of the reasons why we've done so well in sales is because we are true to our word. We are consistent with our message. So how can you create communities? Well, you can start with social media. You can set up a Facebook group. We have the Assets for Life community. You can invite people, friends, family members, people from other groups into that community. And then you start providing fantastic content. You start letting people know who you are and what you do. And what's really important, and something which has really helped us hit this milestone of £792,000 in sales in just 30 days, is by going above and beyond for our communities. Provide content, do videos, give away lead magnets. Build relationships with people in your community. And the way that you build relationships today is very different to 5 or 10 or 15 years ago. Back in the day, you needed to have big marketing budgets, newspaper, TV advertising, radio advertising, and the world has completely changed. So set up a Facebook group, start delivering great content, create a community, and you will have fans and followers tune into you where they're going to relate to you. You give great value, and at some point in the future, they're then going to buy your products and your services. Fundamental number three, and this is really important, and that is build a great team around you. When me and my business partner Jay started 6 years ago, it was just me and Jay. And we had to figure it out for ourselves for a short period of time. But what you need to do as you're generating revenue is use that revenue to find people far smarter than you in different areas of business. And the first person that we brought on board into the company is a personal assistant. And that's really a big recommendation is have someone that's a bit of an all-rounder that can start focusing on the low-hanging fruit, the low-income generating tasks. And one of the reasons why we've hit this massive milestone is because over the last 6 years, we've been able to build a great team of people. There's 16 people in our team now, and that's just on my side of the business. We've got two main sides to the business here at Assets for Life. We've got the property investment, property development side, which my business partner heads up. And then we have the property, business and wealth side, the training side of the business, which I head up. And in just my side of the business, we've got 16 amazing staff members. Now, when you start building a team, it's really important that your team members feel valued. It's important that they have projects rather than just tasks. And you know, you want to find great people, you want to invest time into your staff members with daily, weekly and monthly meetings. So every single morning at 8:40, we have a company Zoom meeting. Everybody tunes in. Everybody understands their roles and responsibilities. We'll have weekly and monthly meetings with the team. And when you find good team members, it is important to look after them, build a good relationship with them, make sure they feel valued, and also invest time and energy into your team members. So, you know, give incentives, give bonuses, go for company days out. And also make sure you do regular reviews with your team members. So the good, the bad and the ugly, where can they improve? What are they doing well? And what you can then do over a period of time is you start building out departments. So one of the reasons we are absolutely on fire right now is that we now have different departments within the company. We have got an operations team. We have got a marketing team. We have got a sales team. We have got
Let me do that again.
We have different departments within the company. We now have an operations team. We have a finance team. We have a marketing team. We have a sales team. We have a videography and production team. And we also have heads to those teams as well. And what that enables me to do is move out of the business, and we have an operations director that oversees the company's main operations. And that will enable you as the business owner to focus in on high income generating tasks. So never be afraid to hire great people, people that are far smarter than you in the areas that you lack. And building a team is not necessarily easy. You might have to go through 3 or 4 or 5 staff members, but hey, that's the nature of the beast. But when you find someone good, work with them, give them the time they need, and really make them feel like they're a partner within the business. So fundamental number four, and this has really enabled us to scale over the last couple of years.
And that is launch new joint ventures and launch new products. So when me and Jay started 6 years ago, there was just me and Jay. We were working with private funders. We were helping them get into projects, property deals, offering them solutions to what they needed. Then we launched the training side of our business, and we done our first ever training event, May 28th, 2016 at the Holiday Inn in Stratford. And our initial training program that we offered was something called the Property Millionaires Bootcamp, which is a 3-day advanced training program where we work with people that are looking to start, scale, and grow their property portfolios, really showing them the key property fundamentals. And what's happened over time is that we've now evolved, and we're now able to offer a number of different training programs. And we really are now a property business and wealth training company. And the reason that's possible is because of the joint venture partners that we now have within the organization. So we have Ross Maliu, AKA the Agent Whisperer. He heads up the Serviced Accommodation Bootcamp and the Serviced Accommodation Academy. We've got Adam Stott, who heads up the Business and Marketing Bootcamp. We've got Jamie York, who heads up the Deal Packaging Bootcamp and the Deal Packaging Academy. We've got the amazing Jess and James, and we run something called Professional Speaker School and the Elite Speaker Sales Academy. We work very closely with Neil and Jackie Dobson, and we have something called the Property Income Experience, where we actually take people like yourself out on tour looking at commercial conversions, single lets, HMOs. We work closely with Dylan Danacci, and we offer a lease option course. We've got Nick Starb, which heads up Elite Sales Bootcamp and the Elite Sales Academy. So we now have a number of different products and services, training and mentoring programs, which really help people start, scale, and grow in different verticals across property, business, and wealth. And this means that we can provide a much better service out to our customers. It means people have more options, so they can scale and diversify and really focus in on multiple income streams. And one of my main roles within the business now is developing those relationships with our joint venture partners and really making sure that we continue to provide a 5-star service out to our communities, so your customers will keep coming back to you time and time again. If you look after your customers, go above and beyond, offer multiple products, they will stay with you for many, many, many years. And this is really one of the reasons why here at Assets for Life, we have got so many success stories. You know, people that come and work with us, they really do start to change their lives. They start to build businesses, property portfolios, multiple streams of income. They start to understand the power of investing and getting their money working for them. And that's really enabled us to scale and hit this amazing milestone of £792,000 in sales in just 30 days. And trust me, if I can do this, you can definitely do it. So let's have a look at fundamental point number 5. And I can't stress this enough. The quicker you can focus in on high income generating tasks, the quicker you are going to make more money. Many people that get into property, many people that start a business, they try and do everything themselves. Maybe you're watching this video and you can relate to me. As the CEO, the owner, the co-founder of Assets for Life, my main focus has to be on high income generating tasks. What can you do on a daily basis that's gonna bring in the most amount of money in the shortest space of time? So what are some of these high income generating tasks? Well, really focusing on sales, marketing, creating new products, new programs. building relationships with investors, building relationships with joint venture partners, putting yourself out there on social media, delivering content, generating a podcast, a YouTube channel, doing Facebook Lives. The more that you can be visible, the more customers you are going to get at some point in the future. Some people will buy your thing quick. Some people will watch you for 3 months, 4 months, 5 months, a year, 2 years before they come and buy from you. So focusing on high income generating tasks is really important. And look, here's the thing. We've all got the same 24 hours. It's what you do in those 24 hours which is gonna make the difference. Stop being a busy fool. Stop trying to spin all the plates. There is no point in me focusing on admin or operations of the business. Now, hey, don't get me wrong. Sometimes at the beginning, you have to do those things. But the quicker you can outsource and leverage, the quicker you are gonna generate more revenue. And that revenue is going to turn into nice, juicy profit. So that's fundamental point number five. Number six, and not everybody is willing to do this. It is absolutely essential if you want to become more successful, if you want to have more money, you are going to need to make a number of sacrifices. Work hard so you don't have to work hard. And hey, look, in the beginning, when me and Jay created Assets for Life, I was pulling an all-nighter from time to time. I was getting up early. I was going to bed late. I was doing the things that I needed to do to get the result. I stopped watching television. Complete waste of time. Hey, unless you're going to watch a program on making money or a documentary on business, then that's fine. But you've got to get nailed in. Get really, really super focused. And something which worked really well for me is that I spoke to my children. I spoke to my partner, who's now my wife, Holly, and I said, look, I'm about to go on this amazing journey. This is the vision. This is where I feel we need to go. How do you feel about that? And I'm going to need to make some sacrifices. And the reality is, not everybody is willing to do that. And don't get me wrong, like, I work hard, but I actually work smart. I'm not grinding it out like I used to, 15, 16, 17 hours a day. I focus in on high income generating tasks. I build the team. I come up with the ideas. We execute and we move the business forward. But be under no illusion. If you want to get to the big time, if you want to get to a position where you never have to worry about money ever again, you are going to need to make some sacrifices. So have a think now. What are those sacrifices? What can you do in order to push your business venture forward? And the most important fundamental of all is number seven, which is never, ever give up. We have been faced with a global pandemic over the last 18 months. And the effects of the pandemic have not even come through yet. And I understand you might be watching this video and you have had a tough time. Maybe you've lost your job. Maybe you've lost your business. Maybe you've lost your confidence. However, with every downside, there is always an upside. And we have actually seen some of the biggest opportunities in property, in business, in wealth, over the last 18 months. And many, many people, as we went into the pandemic, they gave up. They lost all hope. They got scared. They were listening to the news. And the mindset was like, it's all doom and gloom. The most important thing in order to keep pushing forward is never, ever, ever give up. Does it get tough? Yeah. Are you going to go through some ups and downs? Of course you are. And what I see a lot of people do, and maybe you relate to this, is you start to chase the shiny penny. One minute you want to do property. The next minute you want to do Forex. The next minute you're going to do multi-level marketing. Then you're going to set up a business. Then you're going to get two jobs. Then you're going to get three jobs. What's really important is focus. Follow one course until successful. get that thing up and running. That might be a high cash flowing property strategy like serviced accommodation, rent to rent. Get the first 3, 4, 5, 6 deals in the portfolio, build up some cash flow, and then move on to income stream number 2. Then move on to income stream number 3. But never give up. You can do this. There's big opportunity out there right now. It's easier today to make money than ever before, but you are the average of the 5 people you spend the most time with. So who are you hanging around with right now? Have you got great mentors? Have you got business associates? Are you in a wonderful community? Are you being supported? Are you upskilling in the next 12 to 24, 36 months? Because now is the time. And people are waking up to what's going on out there right now. You got to take the bull by the horns, get super focused, and whatever happens, never, ever give up. Don't leave before the miracle takes place. I love business. I love property. I love entrepreneurship. I am so passionate about Assets for Life, my business partner, Jay, the communities that we have created, but you've got to be in it to win it. So I hope you found this video useful. If I can do it, you can definitely do it. They are the core 7 fundamentals that you need to follow. Very simple, very easy, in order to start, scale, and grow to big, big profits. But whatever happens, remember fundamental number 7, never ever give up. Thanks for tuning in to my latest episode of Liam Ryan, the Dealmaker. Make sure you stay tuned and I'll see you in the next episode.
You're listening to the Dealmaker podcast, hosted by multi-millionaire property investor, entrepreneur, and Guinness World Record holder, Liam Ryan. Discover how to start, scale, and grow your business. Become a better negotiator, create more opportunity, and make massive profit so you can live the life of your dreams.